Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 9 through 22. Timothy, my son, do your best to come to me soon, for Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Luke alone is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful in serving me. Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpos at Troas, also the books and, above all, the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm. The Lord will requite him for his deeds. Beware of him yourself, for he strongly opposed our message. At my first defense, no one took my part. All deserted me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength to proclaim the message fully, that all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil and save me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus remained at Corinth. Trophimus I left ill at Miletos. Do your best to come before winter. Evbolos sends greetings to you, as do Pudens and Linos, and Claudia and all the brethren. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen.
Today's Gospel is according to St. Mark, chapter 8, verses 30 through 34. At that time Jesus charged his disciples to tell no one that he is the Christ, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he said this plainly, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But turning and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not on the side of God, but of men." And he called to him the multitude with his disciples, and said to them, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me." On this day, the 13th of December, we commemorate Hermann, the Wonder Worker of Alaska, and First Saint of America. Saint Hermann was born near Moscow in 1756. In his youth, he became a monk, first at the St. Sergius Hermitage near St. Petersburg on the Gulf of Finland. While he dwelt there, the Most Holy Mother of God appeared to him, healing him of a grave malady. Afterwards, he entered Valam Monastery on Valiant Island in Lake Ladoga. He often withdrew into the wilderness to pray for days at a time. In 1794, answering a call for missionaries to preach the gospel to the Aleuts, he came to the New World with the first Orthodox mission to Alaska. He settled on Spruce Island, which he called New Valam, and here he persevered, even in the face of many grievous afflictions, mostly at the hands of his own countrymen, in the loving service of God and of his neighbor. Besides his many toils for the sake of the Aleuts, he subdued his flesh with great asceticism, wearing chains, sleeping little, fasting, and praying much. He brought many people to Christ by the example of his life, his teaching, and his kindness and sanctity, and was granted the grace of working miracles and of prophetic insight. Since he was not a priest, angels descended at Theophany to bless the waters in the bay. Saint Hermann used this holy water to heal the sick, because of his unwearying missionary labors, which were crowned by God with the salvation of countless souls. He is called the Enlightener of the Aleuts, and has likewise been renowned as a wonder worker since his repose in 1837. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.